Hey, it is 10 a.m. and I will call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers meeting for December the 4th. Move to item number one, roll call.
Audrey Inslow?
Present.
Rick Brunson?
Here.
Robert Ogden?
Here.
Robert Brooks?
Here.
Sam Hall?
Here.
Jonathan Ingles?
Here.
Ray Richardson?
Here.
Valerie Washington?
Here.
Wayne Olson?
Here.
And Bill Paxton?
Here.
Thank you. Move to agenda announcements.
No agenda announcements.
Okay. Item number three, consent agenda. Looking for a motion for approval on consent agenda items A through D.
But before we approve that?
Yes, sir.
Could you please amend the number, item number 13th minutes?
Okay.
Because it says Aubrey Inslow and Rick Brunson presided. I was present, but I didn't preside.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brunson.
Move approval.
Thank you, Mr. Brunson.
With the request of change.
Second by Chief Aldridge, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, let's move to item four, legislative update. Mr. Paxton.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm sure you've seen by now the results of the November 6th election. Proposition 8, which gives 911 entities around the state a little over $150 million, passed overwhelmingly, which is great news. Now, there is a wrinkle to this, as there always is. Shortly after the election, six lawsuits were filed claiming that the voting equipment was not working properly. This is a deep state conspiracy thing, and the people filing this file these kind of lawsuits all the time. Where it impacts us is, these laws are supposed to go into effect January 1st. The governor has to certify the election results before that. He can't certify the election results until these lawsuits are resolved. Now, I'm very confident these lawsuits are going to get tossed out, but what it may mean is a few weeks delay, maybe a month delay, but it will happen. And so anyway, that's great news about that passing. We're in the final throes of our fourth special legislative session. It ends this week. And you've probably seen where the House has refused to go along with school vouchers. So I don't know if the governor is going to call another special session. I have a feeling if he does, it will probably be closer to the March primaries so that these folks are having to be in Austin and not out there campaigning and that sort of thing. And with that, the deadline to file to run in the March primary is December 11th, so that's coming up very quickly. And so far, we've had between 15 to 20 state legislators decide they're not going to run again or they're going to run for higher office. And I think probably the biggest one for us is Craig Goldman, who's a state representative from Fort Worth. He is not going to run for the Texas House again. Instead, he's going to run for Congress for Kay Granger's seat since she's retiring. But I know there are going to be a lot more announcements as we get close to December 11th. I feel like there's going to be quite a few people not running again. And finally, I've been working with the Alliance lobbyists, their attorneys, and the other lobbyists from the other 911 entities around the state on a legislative strategy for the 2025 session. We should have that finalized this week or next, and once that's finalized, I can share it with you guys. We know our primary objective is to get a sustainable funding source for 911 through a wireless fee increase. But we have to be prepared if we run into the same political climate that we ran into this last regular session where they viewed a fee increase as the same thing as a tax increase. We have to be prepared for that, and also just knowing that the state is likely going to have another huge budget surplus again. So we may have to, obviously a fee increase is the number one end all be all, but if we need to get another state appropriation like we did this last session, we'll have a strategy in place to do that. But again, I'll know more as we get closer. That's really all I have.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, move to Executive Director's Report.
All right.
Column A, monthly statistics and updates. These are on page 25 through 29 in your packet. But before I do that, I'd like to introduce a couple of new employees. Sarah, if you would introduce Amber for us.
Good morning. Amber is new to our team. She's going to be our 911 quality assurance analyst and comes to us with many, many years of experience. So we're happy to have her on our team. Welcome, Amber. Welcome. Excited to have you. She's going to be doing a lot of the call stats that you guys get every month. So that's going to be one of her job duties.
And Anil, would you please introduce Wendy?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. This is Wendy Kidd. She is part of our team now, finance department, and she comes with a lot of experience, and I will let her introduce herself with her credentials and experience. Wendy?
So I'm Wendy Kidd, and I have a master's degree from Texas A&M Commerce in finance. And I also have a been working with City of Fort Worth and Holden Cities for quite a few years. So I have both private and also public experiences. And my role here will be specialized in account payable and receivable.
Welcome, Wendy. We're happy to have you. Thank you.
The only other thing that I really have under A is that you'll notice there are no November statistics on financials because it's the 5th and there just was no time. We're not just at this one time a year that we have this meeting. So don't think that those are missing. They're just not there. The second item on page 30 through 35 is your Board of Managers action items. Mr. Brunson asked that we look at a manager's website portal. So this is the project charter for that website portal. And I'm going to go over there. Just to give you guys a heads up of what this looks like. I am going to ask for two volunteers, one of which I would like Mr. Brunson to be a volunteer to help with this project.
Since you asked for it.
And then I was gonna ask if Valerie would volunteer because she also works with her council people and knows the kind of things that
they I was gonna say, I wanna volunteer, honestly, before you said that, so I'd love to.
Thank you. So, and is there any other volunteers? My goal was to get two volunteers to help us with this project so that we can flesh this out and make sure that this portal has the things that you wanna see at your fingertips when you get there. I've given it just a couple of months to be finished, and I've already talked with Abby, and she thinks that this is something that we can do. And while this was not part of our projects for 2024, so it has not been approved by the board, it will need to be approved by the board for us to go ahead and do this. I look at it as to be pretty pretty cheap to do with a budget of about $3,200.
Yep.
And that's just man hours. We have all that, everything to do it with. But the, of course, the scope of the work is to, number one, identify those who are going to participate, develop a portal page in our existing website, outline and design the presentation platform that meets your expectations, develop a guideline and process for consistent transition for staff, and that is something that I require anybody to do with the idea if you won the lottery and left today, can somebody pick up your job and follow that procedure? Present the new platform in the March meeting and then evaluate the effectiveness at quarterly board meetings to see if it is meeting your expectations. These are the kind of things that you want to see on there. And what can we do as trends flow by and just to make sure we're staying on top of things. So I hope that I captured Mr. Brunson's idea in the statement that at the October meeting that you ask us to develop a web portal exclusive to the Board of Managers that highlighted the financial reports, project charter updates, building updates, stuff like that.
One clarification.
Yes, sir.
There is no financial
Financial would definitely be in there. That's what you and Valerie are gonna.
No, I meant, you said that the $3,200 would be for labor.
We have the equipment already?
Move approval.
I'm sorry, I think I'm not understanding. If we already
have. She said it was gonna cost $3,200 extra that was not in the budget.
Right.
So my question was, do we also need to make a budget adjustment?
No.
For $3,200?
No, we do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Move for approval stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Brunson. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And C is the 24 board meeting dates. I haven't heard from anybody, any objections to the dates that were in your last. Did you include them in this one again? Mm-hmm. On page 36 should be those board meetings. But I also need to ask the board for a special board meeting this Friday to approve Branson Pittman's moving forward with Start Slinging Hammers in December. We'll closely here in a week to be able to meet our February deadline of having that data center ready to jump into. It is above my threshold of signatures, and so we do have to have a special meeting. And we're very flexible on times, Aubrey, and places. We could do this by Zoom.
Yeah, again, fortunately, because of the way this district is set up, we can do it by Zoom as long as we have the presiding officer and location that's available for the public.
Okay.
And a location that's available for the public. Okay.
Perfect.
So we could have it in Grand Prairie.
We could.
Yes, you could.
Okay. So 10 a.m., is that, everybody want to look at their calendar, is that still good for everyone?
I have something at 10.
Yeah, I do too.
What's reasonable? I'm available until about 2 o'clock that day.
Noon? Is that like over the lunch hour?
What time it works for me, ideal. But it isn't, yeah. Or 1?
I could do 1. I could do 1, actually. I could do 1, yeah.
Okay. And let's shoot for 1 o'clock then on December the 8th.
Are we going to do that as a Zoom or go there? Or,
uh-huh. Either
okay.
or.
I could do a Zoom.
I would recommend that we host it virtually. I'll be in person. And if we can make the location 1525 Arkansas, that would be great. Noted in the community room.
Community room?
Yes. Thank That's you. Open to the public.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This was an impromptu meeting that was very sensitive that we need to get on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move to purchases over $50,000, starting with A, requisition number 24-004 for NGCS firewalls. Monty.
Hi. This is for 8 firewalls to connect to the NGCS to our existing network. It's going to be at our 4 host locations, 2 per location. And it includes 5 years support and security bundle.
And is that, will we have to repurchase those when we move to the Willow Springs location?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Washington. Second?
Second.
Second by Chief Ingles. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Enter requisition number 24-006, the Comtech solution for text to 911 one-year extension. Ms. Sarah.
This is an existing contract for a one-year extension for Comtech. You handle our text to 911 service, so $42,600.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
From Mr. Brunson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Sarah. Move to personnel policy review. Consideration of requisition, approval of requisition number 23-005, new personnel policy social media.
Good morning, everyone. This is a new policy. It's called a social media policy that we wanted to add to our personnel policies. I won't read the entire thing for you, but basically what we wanted to do is make sure that staff had a specific guidelines on what was permissible and what was not permissible. We do have our communications coordinator, who is Abby, that typically oversees our social media posting on our website. So we wanted to make sure that employees had the appropriate guidelines in that regard, to make sure we foster transparency, making sure that everything that's on our site, on our website, is mirroring what our brand is and what we want our image to be to the public. Did anyone have any questions about anything specifically in this policy? Yes.
Was this brought up in reaction or?
No, sir. No. This is just something, as I was going through the personnel policy, I noticed that we did not have that. And it's very common for entities to have a policy of this nature to make sure we have some guidelines. Yes.
Did you work with any of the cities, like City of Fort Worth, any of the other cities involved, just to see what their social media policies are?
Normally when I make changes to policies, a lot of times I am reviewing it with other cities and entities to see what their policy have, and I'm comparing it to what we have. And I'm also obviously getting advice from the legal team as well.
Any questions, comments from the board? Okay. We have a motion to approve the social media policy.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Chief Aldridge. Second from Ms. Washington. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anything for executive session? Okay. Thank you. We'll move to public comment. Seeing that there is no public, we will move to adjourn at 10:17. Thank you all.
Thank you.